Imagine all the work it takes to make an animated film. There's the initial idea, storyboarding, the actual animation, and then making sure the whole film matches the original vision. Well, that process is unfolding with some unlikely producers at the helm, the writer's young patients at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and the students at Drexel University are helping them turn their visions into reality. WHYY's Nina Feldman has the story.
Join me, if you will, on a journey to a faraway planet where the trees are purple and the land is defended by an angel named Alexandria.
For the last time, I didn't kill your family.
You're dead!
This fantasy world comes from the mind of 17-year-old Genevieve Mitzel. She says she based her main character off herself, with a couple key differences.
I've always wanted to fly, I guess. So I'm like, okay, I'll give her wings so she can fly. She's a lot like me, just how I'd be if I was able to fly, basically. It's the only difference is the wings.
Mitzel has cystic fibrosis, a genetic disorder that affects the respiratory and digestive systems and which can be life-threatening. For Mitzel, that means she gets regular lung infections, which land her in the hospital for weeks at a time. And that can be pretty boring. That's where the animation project comes in.
It just helps me forget that I'm here, like, in the hospital, having to go through all the antibiotics and all this stuff.
Victoria Milano is a sophomore psychology major at Drexel and helped transform Mitzel's idea into a short film. She says every time she'd visit the hospital, she'd leave feeling inspired.
You would think that it would be the total opposite, walking into a children's hospital and working with patients that are so sick and have such different lives. But it makes you realize, like, this is why I'm studying what I want to study.
Four CHOP patients were selected for the program and gathered with their animators and producers to screen the films and celebrate. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.